Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Metal Shop here on The Rock. We're in studio right now with a band called Swamp Heavy. They're playing tomorrow night at the Victory Lounge. We'll be talking all about that and playing some other jams. But before we do that, welcome to Metal Shop. Why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us what you do for Swamp Heavy.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
I am Cody. I play guitar.
I'm Blake. I play bass.
I'm Elvis. I do guitar and vocals.
And I'm Benny. I do drums and vocals.
Right on.
Thanks for coming in. Benny and I had just kind of a chance encounter. Where were we when we ran into each other that time?
We were at El Corazon.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Was it Paul Bearer?
Yes.
I think so.
Paul Bearer and
Obituary.
Skeleton Witch. Yeah, yeah. So, and I ran into Benny and I was like, yo, dog, we got to get you up in here. He goes, oh, we got shows. But thanks for coming
in,
guys.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks for coming in. So you got the show going on tomorrow down at the Victory Lounge by REI, kind of by El Corazon down there in that part of town. So tell us about how long you guys have been a band, where you're from. How did you get together? How did you start making this orgy of musical gravy?
If this was a comic book, we need the origin story of Swamp Heavy.
Help us out. Okay. See if anybody can even remember that far back. Well, I mean, first of all, how long have you been a band?
Since 2010.
Okay, nice. Cool. So you're coming up on a decade now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I know, it's not easy.
It hurts.
Yeah, right.
Because we don't have much to say for that.
Well, and everybody's starting to turn gray, and we all are. Kevin's not, because he can't tell yet.
It's because I have no hair.
Yeah.
There you go. Benny and I have been jamming for a long time, since 2003 when I first came over to Seattle. And then we started a project called Swamp Heavy in 2010, and it was supposed to be a two-piece. I was pretty adamant that we would stay with that and not have to push to a bigger set band.
But
then we met this guy, Blake, and
couldn't give him up.
Oh man, I'm gonna try to keep this PG, but
you PG-13's okay.
Dude,
too,
if you hear Blake's bass, you need to come out to the show to hear it.
Yeah.
We needed it because it gave us that crushing belly.
Ooh.
And so we did that for quite a few
attitudes.
Years. When did we have you, Elvis, join?
We've been around for about 3 years now? Two and a half, 3 years? Something like that.
We met Elvis and thoroughly impressed
back.
By his licks. Further back?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're going way deep.
Oh, that's
deep
right.
Back.
So I met Elvis at my old work, and he came in, and we talked a whole bunch, and we had a whole bunch in common. And I was like, this guy's really cool. And so naturally, I avoided him for a good long while. And then eventually we were talking about adding an extra guitarist.
Right.
Because we wanted someone to actually like do solos and stuff.
Yeah, some lead stuff.
Yeah, just thicken things up a
little
bit.
We needed to get pushed over the edge.
Ooh. Yeah, and so I was like, I know just the guy. And we had Elvis come out to one of our shows. We played, and we're like, hey, man, you wanna join this mess?
You're trying to play some jams?
And you want to ruin your life?
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And so here you are now. What we should do right now is I want to play a song from you guys and kind of like give people the idea, the vibe of where you're coming from. What are some of you guys' like musical influences before we jump into this? I mean, it might be self-evident, but I'm just curious. Like, name a couple of bands that people might be aware of.
Melvins.
Okay.
Ministry.
Wow.
Nice.
UFO Mammoth.
That's it.
Right on. That's some heavy stuff, man.
I would definitely say Yob for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Their new record is killer.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
No. That rules.
I'm a big Swans fan, too.
You guys ever heard of the German band Omega Massive?
Yeah, that band's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that and Pelican were huge drivers for me.
Good choice. Cool. Well, we got Swamp Heavy live in studio. Okay.
We have a weird story about this one, right?
We got to hear this. What's the song? It's called Surfing on Mermaid's Blood. What's the story here?
You want to hear about that?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, tell us about Surfing on Mermaid's Blood.
Yeah, you know, in so many words.
Okay. So my wife, her employee, her daughter, made a drawing in school, and her teacher or her mom asked about the drawing, and it was a her in a big red wave, and asked, like, well, what is this? This is so bizarre. And she's like, oh, yeah, it's me surfing in mermaid's blood. And I heard that story, I could not get it out of my head, and...
The light bulb went off.
These guys let me name most of the songs.
He sent us a message, and he's like, you guys, the song we're working on right now is called Surfing on Mermaid's Blood. And that was it. We're like, oh, okay.
Cool.
Perfect.
Good. That's very thematic.
So yeah, you have to use something like that. You can't let that go. At all.
All right, so we got Swamp Heavy in here. It's Metal Shop, Surfing on Mermaid's Blood. We're going to come back and talk to these guys again.
That was Surfing on Mermaid's Blood here by Swamp Heavy, awesome heavy Northwest band, keeping it very, very low and slow and
that
low end, man. It's good stuff. Swamp Heavy in studio. Thanks for bringing your heaviness up to the station.
Yeah. And what did you say earlier? The belly crushing? What was that?
Well, it's actually better explained. Try to imagine picking up a swamp.
Ooh, it's heavy.
That's heavy, man.
That's heavy.
That's real heavy.
That is.
I can picture it now.
Lots of brown notes.
Playing tomorrow at the Victory Lounge with Canyon of the Skull and Giant of the Mountain, as well as Bad Magnet.
That sounds pretty epic.
That's at the Victory Lounge, kind of over by REI, over on East Lake. Yeah, that's going to be a good show. Yeah. So,
there's also something else going on. You guys mentioned, because you just played with Florida Man, mm-hmm. and then we also were talking about you when we had Kyberox up here, you know, a couple months back.
Yep.
For the DK art, you know,
good
the art show.
Too.
So what's going on with you guys? You got a show at the Black Lounge, like right, the Black Lodge, yep. right next door to the Victory Lounge.
Yeah,
so
literally the door next door, yeah.
So how are you have found a way to make this kind of sync up so that you've got both like crews, both bookers and everything kind of doing like a switch off.
Yeah, we're
as soon
trying
as
to do a switch
ends.
Thing
yeah.
so you can kind of like,
watch
you
both
can
sets.
Get your, yeah, you can watch both sets, you can get your drink, you know.
Shout out to Alex for that though.
Yeah, Alex is
what
great.
Up, Alex? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so you can get your drink. You know, at the Victory.
Get your drink
come,
on.
You know, come over and then watch the show at the Black
That's Lodge cool, man.
Back and forth.
We need yeah. more. That's what we did our all local episode a couple months back. And it's like, that's what we're all about, man. You got to be able to have some unity in the world yeah. like that. So that's cool to see. Do you remember any, like, Florida Man, Alex's band is going to be playing the Black Lodge? Do you remember off the top of your head any of the other bands that
yeah,
are playing?
Yeah, there's also going to be Pariah, Woundvac, and Phalanx.
Oh, you know, Pariah is Matt Chandler's new band
nice.
With Joey Rogerson.
Well, there we go.
That grind band and Matt singing for the first time.
Sweet.
So there's no damn excuse.
Yeah, so that'll be cool.
So what can we expect from a Swamp Heavy set? Just throw it out there, man. I want to hear it.
We're all about no gaps, no talking, just cool. putting it out there and
no
being
BS.
As loud as possible.
I might have a joke at the beginning.
Our last show at
they say no, man, no.
It's not the first time and the last time, but Georgetown Liquor Company said we were the loudest to ever play there, and it will never.
And
stop.
We weren't even playing full it. Stacks. Yeah,
yeah, only
we
half
were
stacks.
Playing like half of our gear.
So you guys are like rivaling Pound.
Also the nicest yeah. smelling people that have ever played at GLC.
Thank you.
Damn, thank you so much.
It's the vape. It's the vape.
Yeah, actually. It's the vape.
Cool. So gentlemen, before we get into this last song, tomorrow night at the Victory Lounge and at the Black Lodge, Swamp Heavy, Canyon of the Skull, Giant of the Mountain, and Bad Magnet, do you got any thank yous, shout outs that you want to issue out before we jump back into this next song here?
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
Tony, thanks for pushing me out. Tony, yeah, and Vinny Paul passed away yesterday, too.
R.I.P.
Yeah. I'm just going to say that. I'm not even in your band, and I'm going to thank you for that. But yeah, thanks again, fellas. Best of luck, and then the next time you guys got something cool going on, come back up. Great when you got a new album or another show coming up, and come say hello.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, cool.
Thanks for having us.
All right. See them tomorrow at the Victory Lounge.
So this Please. One is called Dried Up Old Creatures. Any stories behind this one, or does it kind of speak for itself?
About your grandma?
Yeah,
I
would say it speaks for itself.
yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's,
Perfect.
It's pretty standard.
Well, let's just rock it. Gentlemen, thanks again for coming in, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Swamp Heavy, Dried Up Old Creatures. It's Metal Shop here on The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.